Well, good morning. I want to greet you all in Jesus' name. It's good to be here this morning. I was really encouraged with the singing, really blessed, as Andy shared. I was thinking about some of the words, and I think a lot of my message was shared in them songs. And I'm just going to read the first and last verse. Fervent in spirit and serving the Lord, filled with the strength of His merciful word. Hearts full of zeal to accomplish His will. Souls that are burning their task to fulfill. Fervent with power supplied from above. Eager to drink from His fountain of love. In the middle there, hearts full of zeal to accomplish His will. Just that spoke to me. Is my heart, as I go through my life, is my heart full of zeal to accomplish the Lord's will? Is my soul burning His task to fulfill? And then the last verse, I'll just read the last line. Living to labor that others may live, ready to love and to serve and to give. It just brought a sense of a heart that is just flowing with, ready to do the Lord's will, ready to love. I want to speak about that just a little bit this morning. I want to have a word of prayer, then I'll begin here. Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning. Lord, we are very blessed to be able to gather in this way. Lord, we can gather freely, Lord, and we thank You, Father, for the people of God, and where we have friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can meet together and seek Your will for our lives, Lord. I pray, Father, You would bless these few thoughts that I have. Lord, multiply them. Help me, Father, to bring them forth in a way that everyone can understand. Thank You for being here with us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, when I was trying to discern what I was going to share, the word fervent kept coming to my mind. Is my love and my heart for the Lord, is it fervent, or is there other things that I that I am, my heart's going after, my heart's going out to other things of this world, things of cares of this life? Is God first in my life? And so I want to read John 3:16 first. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. 1 John 4:9-11. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into this world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Just a question. Is my love for God hot, and is it alive? Is it burning for His will in my life? He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. What am I giving? What am I giving of myself? Am I giving God some time? Or am I all wrapped up in the things that I do, things I want to accomplish? How much do I see that all the time I have is God's time, and what I do with it, it's his time, and so what I do with it, I'm accountable. In Ephesians 2, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. So he loved us even while we were dead in our sins. And it seems like it goes together. If we love God, we will love our brother. We will love our fellow man too. But it's easy to love someone that loves you. But it's a little hard. It challenged my heart to think about God loved us when we were yet in our sins. And we ought also to love, even with an unconditional love. David in Psalms 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Oh, I got ahead of myself. I'm going to read Matthew 27:37-38. Matthew 22:37-38. It's the first commandment, first and second one. And Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It doesn't say that we should love God with just part of our heart or with most of it. It says with all. All our mind and all our strength. And that challenged me. If we love God with that kind of heart, He will become the first and the most important in my life. So I want to. It seems it's easy. It's easy to. I'm not sure this is a real well balanced, but it's easy to not give Him all our heart. And so I want to read Revelations 3:14-17. It talks here about the church at Laodicea. They become lukewarm. Starting in verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot, and I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased in goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. So they become lukewarm. And I think the angel of the Lord was writing this, and it would be better for us to be cold or hot than to be lukewarm. And I thought about that a little bit, and why is it so bad to be just a little bit warm and not why do we need to be hot for the Lord? Why do we need to be fervent? And just a few of my ponderings. If we're lukewarm, let me share this first. I thought of it's becoming the fall of the year now, and the ground is cooling off, stuff stops growing. The flowers quit blooming, the grass, we don't have to mow the grass anymore, it's pretty much done. The ground cooled off, and now it's in dormant season. And so, the same way with our hearts. If our hearts start cooling down, they start becoming cool and not hot, we will stop bearing fruit. And that challenged my heart, because if we are Christians and we follow the teachings of the Bible, and yet we aren't bringing forth fruit, we aren't telling others about the great salvation and the things we know and believe, then we're lukewarm, and we won't bear fruit. David had a heart after God. David was a man after God's own heart. And he panted after the things of God in a verse out of Psalms. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. If our heart pants after God and His will for my life, and we get behind the burden that God has for us to share the love that He has for His people with others, maybe with our friends, maybe with our younger siblings, maybe it's the people that we work close to. Do they know that I love God with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my strength? If we love God like that, so ought we to love our neighbor, and the ones that we are close to, we ought to love them with our whole heart. I want to read Ephesians 3:17 through 19. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, and that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God, and to walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. John 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. That verse just spoke to me. Do all men know that we love each other? Can others see that I'm serving the Lord with all my heart? Can they tell I'm fervent for the Lord? forgot to write this reference down, but keep yourselves in the love of God, for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Few more verses here. Psalms 31:23. O love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto you, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn thee. For God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was supposed to be earlier, sorry. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even while we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So that's about all I have. Just, it challenged me. I didn't feel like, I was preaching this to myself. It was good for me to, dig into the Word of God. And, I got a few nuggets for myself, and I hope you all could get something too. Thank you for listening.